the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
This TikToker shared a video of her confronting a man she called creepy. And at first I thought, well, boy, you better this video out. You better be damn sure you did it, because that would be devastating potentially for someone.
Uh-huh.
But as this video went on, she was damn sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the airport.
We were just told that you were taking photos of
him. Are you with him?
Is there any way that we can see your camera?
So, middle-aged man standing there, and she, from maybe 20 feet away, says, "Are you taking photos of us?" And he says, "No," and puts his phone immediately in his pocket.
Yeah.
And starts fidgeting like
crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think somebody who was not guilty would be like, "No, F off."
Or very like, "No."
Like, "Can I look at your camera roll?" And he's like, "Oh."
Yeah, and it gets worse.
Okay. Camera? No, that's okay.
I can't see your camera roll if you weren't taking pictures of us. Can we just see your camera roll real quick?
No,
can you just pull out your camera roll?
I wasn't. No, don't worry about it.
If you want, then why can't you pull out your camera roll?
No, I'll get rid of it.
So it's really weird.
Oh, now he just admitted it. I'll get rid of it. He just admitted it.
It's brutal, because he also starts walking away. Like, if that was your gate and you're supposed to be there, and somebody said that, you wouldn't go, okay. I would hand my phone to them immediately. I'd be pissed that
I'm
I was being accused of that.
I wouldn't. I absolutely wouldn't. I'd go piss off.
Yeah. Or I would flip it and I'd go, "There are no photos of you."
Really weird to take pictures of females in public without their permission. Okay. So you should never do that again. Yeah. Imagine if they were your daughter or somebody that did it to you.
I know.
That's not okay. Just delete them.
Yeah, I will.
I'm asking you to delete them in front of me.
No, I will.
In front of me right now.
Oh, God.
Are you joking? Leave them in front of me right now.
The camera's not working.
I see you shake. I see the photos.
The camera's not working. Oh, God.
He is shaking. Like, he is so busted.
Yeah.
No, I see them right there. No, I see the photos right there. Delete them.
All right.
Delete them.
Don't worry.
You see that, guys?
One.
Delete. One, two, three, four, five. Now go in your trash bin.
No, that's my son.
Go in your trash bin. Anybody recognize this man? This is somebody that takes pictures of females in public.
Oh, God.
Is that fair? I think
it is.
Yeah, of course it's fair. I couldn't be more uncomfortable. This whole interaction is like,
I don't understand that. I don't get it. Like, it's an airport. Everyone's just normal. Like, as far as perversion goes, no one's like naked. No one's having sex. You know, I don't understand. Like, here's just a person with clothing on. Like, you can find porn on
really
that same
easily.
Device if you need something to spank to. He's not taking up skirts. This is just so bizarre.
He just thinks
she's cute.
Well, he's being a creep, and he's being creepy.
Why?
For very little reward.
Right.
But for him, that must be what does it.
Obviously, it does. That is so strange.
Yeah. Because there have been plenty of times in airports we've taken pictures and sent them to, like, "Look at this freak," or something like that.
Oh, but totally.
Like, I mean, like the one that... The Quentin Tarantino picture that you took at the airport.
Oh, yeah, totally. Creep shotted him.
Just because it was so bizarre that Quentin Tarantino was sitting at our gate at the airport, but it wasn't like...
I would have... If he had said, "Let me see your camera roll," I would have... Oh, that would have been a great day for me. It would have been worse, but I like it just for the story. Like, it's not fun.
That would have been bad.
There is nothing that makes you feel more like you're doing something wrong than trying to get a picture at an airport, though. Usually it's somebody who's dressed outrageously strange.
Yeah.
But we've all done it where it's like, "Oh my God, I got to get a picture of this human being."
Oh, totally.
To show everyone. Not
Are you going to do it again?
Not for creep reasons, but...
After that?
Oh, yeah. If I see a weirdo at the airport,
totally.
Of course.
I don't think I will.
Of course.
You just taking pictures of strangers at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. If they're doing something...
Are you kidding? Like, if somebody's wearing a flamingo hat or they're wearing... You know, I mean, you see weirdos at the airport, and it's fun to go,
taking
"Hey, everyone,
of strangers.
Check this deal
We're
out.
We're literally going to talk about
like
a story.
Oh, yeah, you're all
I'm not better than you. I'm not saying I'm better than you, but I'm saying that everybody's done that. I have certainly never pulled out my phone because someone looks like a weirdo at the airport.
Oh, my God.
And taking a picture
whatever.
Of them.
Hang on. I'm going to go through your Instagram right now. And
you
if there is anyone...
Can.
If there's anyone who's not you,
I know.
If there's anyone who's not you, that's a really broad.
I'm positive on my Facebook. There's at least three or four pictures of airport weirdos.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That is less creepy than if it was.
Oh
like,
yeah, not
things like scored another early 20s.
Oh, that if you took a picture of girls and put that on Facebook, I mean, you might as well just go to jail right
there. Hot Wings folder of college girls on FBHW trips on Facebook.
But I definitely
look at these weirdos. Turns out they're all hot.
Like, I can think of one guy that I took a picture of that had like these crazy mismatched Hawaiian clothes. He had like camo shorts and like a really loud Hawaiian shirt or something, and I couldn't believe it. I took another picture of a guy who looked like Ernest Hemingway. I took a picture of a lady who had so much makeup on it looked like she fell into a trash bin at Sherwin Williams. Like, I had to.
Did you hear that? He had to, Kelly.
The world needs to see those people.
Kelly. What's that? What's that on your Instagram?
What'd you take a picture of?
I have no idea what that is. Oh, that's gay pride.
Yeah, it's people.
Yeah, are those people you know?
Are you kidding me?
Did you get their permission?
Are those strangers?
Did you get their permission?
You're talking about judging people at an airport and taking pictures.
Why did you post that?
And you're telling me about a music festival or a gay pride parade? Of course people are taking pictures there.
Yeah.
Right.
You posted a video of weirdos dancing. Those guys were dancing all crazy.
They're weirdos. They're having a blast. You're judging people. I did that out of fun and love.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they walk up to me dancing.
I'm pretty sure if they saw Kelly taking those photos, they'd be fine with it.
But we'll never know because she didn't get permission.
Yeah, she didn't ask. They were too busy dancing to notice the weirdo taking video of them.
Okay. Sure.
Nice creep shots on your IG.
Yeah, nice job.
Well, next time we're at the airport and you're taking pictures of some strange lady in a flamingo hat, I'm going to walk up to her and be like, what's up? Hey, this creeper over here is taking pictures of me.
I hope you do that.
It'll probably be you I'm taking pictures of.
I definitely hope you do that.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, not to me, to Hot Wings.
Yeah. And I never again will share the joy of fun photos that I've
That would have been really funny if when you were doing that Tarantino creep shot, if Steve or Hot Wings wanting to have their moment with this celebrity went, hey, that guy over there keeps taking creep shots of you if you want to say something. I saw him. I'll be like, they totally sold you out. And you're like saying his name. And he's like, I don't even know you, man.
Yes, I would. Yeah, that's something I would relish. That is. It definitely is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, taking creep shots, not okay. But taking pictures of people
who look strange.
Who look weird.
That's fun.
This text. Kelly, have you ever seen the website peopleofwalmart.com?
Yes, of course.
Did
I
you
have.
Enjoy it?
Yeah.
Or did you call the police?
Yeah,
but did you think to yourself, whoever took these pictures is a creep and a jerk? These aren't nice at all.
I never said you were a creep and a jerk. Wow. What kind of thoughts are going through your head right now, Hollings?
Yeah, you said it wasn't okay.
I said, what the hell is wrong with you? I asked a question.
Hey, listen to these two creeps arguing about. What's okay to be creepy over?
This text doesn't make sense. Kelly sounds pretty defensive. # bigot. What?
Of course we got two creepy guys in here admitting that they take pictures of strangers in public to judge them, and I'm called a bigot.
Yeah. Strangers who dress funny is funny.
Well, all right. I don't think...
I don't know how he got here. I don't like it.
Do you guys want to do
You are mean. That's what it is. You are mean.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.